Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. The computer models that we look at are suggesting that we might have a nice break in the weather at the end of the week, so that would be a good time to dust off from the past storms and get ready for the next ones that will surely come. Here are some basic things you can do to get ready for high wind and flooding. Fill up the gas tanks in your cars and gas cans for your generator if you have one. For generators, I recommend using pure gas because it doesn't spoil during storage like the mixture of gas and ethanol that you get from gas stations. Spoiled gas makes it really hard or even impossible to start your generator. Pure gas is more expensive, but I think it's worth it. Call around to find a place that sells pure gas. And if you use an extension cord with your generator, remember to only run low-demand appliances such as a refrigerator or an iPhone charger. Never plug an electric heater into a long extension cord. It's very likely to overheat and start a fire. Also, think about starting your generator, test it to make sure it'll work in an emergency. And give some thought to where you will run your generator during an emergency to make sure that the exhaust from the generator can't get into your home. Another thing to think about is securing anything that can be blown around by the high wind, especially things that could become dangerous projectiles. Now, you've probably already done this, or they already got blown away during the past wind events, but it's worth having a second look. Also, stock up on essentials so you and your family members don't have to go out during the storm. And make sure you have flashlights and spare batteries, and avoid using candles during power outages since they're a major fire hazard. Also, charge all your devices, especially if you don't have a generator, and test your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors, and make sure everyone in your family knows where the fire extinguishers are and how to use them. Wind damage can trigger fires or foul vent pipes for gas appliances and wood stove, so that's why it's so important to check all of these devices before the storm hits. And also encourage your family members to modify travel plans to avoid being out and about during the storm, and remind them if they are out to stay away from trees that could blow down during the strong wind events. And lastly, remember that water and electricity is a deadly combination. So for example, if you have a garage that floods, make sure there's no power cords lying around on the ground. Stepping into an inch of water that has a live power cord in it will kill you. Notice I did not say might kill you. It will kill you. So another thing to keep in mind, never touch anything electrical if your feet are wet, even a light switch. If you absolutely must use electricity near water, for example, for a sump pump, then you as a GFCI protected extension cord, you can get those at any hardware store. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.